it's me, Jason Carpenter. This is clearly not an AI-generated voice of Jason. Kermit the Frog and Jordan Peterson all mixed together. No, I'm pretty sick. This one isn't like an illness that you can catch. It's just something I jacked up my esophagus and my eustachian tubes and my nose or ears, wherever the hell those are. They hurt wherever they're at. Really bad mucus buildup, so that's what you're hearing. You're hearing a man. This is disgusting, Jason. It sounds like you're underwater. You're auditioning for the next Aquaman movie? This has been going on for a few days. This is the better. And better than it was. I'm just trying to get rid of the pain now. That's why we didn't have an episode last night. And obviously this is not a real episode, just a little update. Talk to you about some stuff, and then I'll see you guys later. Because obviously I can't do a real episode like this. I toyed around with the idea, but it just would ruin the diarrhea story or whatever I'd be talking about. Something gross. And then some by-the-book haunting that in the last 5 minutes of the story becomes completely depressing, horrifying, world-shattering tragedy. Obviously, I couldn't do it with this voice. So, yeah, I'm just taking my medicine. I'm about to. Here's some on-air magic. Oh, while I'm doing this, let's go ahead. I'm gonna give you another episode, but it's been a while since he joined. Everyone, welcome walking into Dead Rabbit Radio Command. Comrade Dragon. Woohoo! Yay! Wee! Yay! Clapping. Comrade Dragon, subscribe to the Patreon. Like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I haven't been able to get him on. There's going to be this isn't going to go on for a long time, but this episode, but he signed up. When someone signs up for the show and they're brand new and I don't know anything about them, I try to be pretty, try not to pick an episode that's too controversial. If somebody just signed up for the Patreon, I'm not going to do the, our aborted children ghosts story, right? Because I don't know that person. No one wants to be on that episode, to be fair, but sometimes if the stories like are really controversial or super like bizarre, I'll kind of abuse older Patreon supporters to kind of know what their level is, their weirdness level is. I asked Comrade Dragon, I don't normally do this because a lot of times it can bite me in the butt. I said, hey comrade, what type of episode would you like to be on? Because so much time had passed. He goes, I'd like to be on one with like a reptilian or a cryptid or something like that. So it may be a while before he actually gets his real shout out. Those episodes, those stories can be hard to come by. Because we've covered so many of them. Obviously, I want to get the weirdest of the weird. But Comrade Dragon, you're going to be our captain, our pilot this episode and in a future episode as well. Really appreciate you supporting the Patreon. I'm actually doing a spell. While I'm talking to you, I'm putting Vicks Vapor Rub on the soles of my shoes, just like Paul Simon prophesied so many years ago. Vapor Rub on the soles of my shoes. Well, I'm putting it on my feet. Have you guys ever heard that? When I first moved up to Hood River, when I left Sesame Street and made it all the way up to Hood River, I was sick. You know, I get sick all the time. This is a particularly bad one, but a friend of mine said, oh, put Vapor Rub on your feet and then put some socks on it and it'll suck all the sickness right out of your body. I was like, that doesn't work. There's no way that works. It kind of works. I've done it over the years. It's never 100%. But I'm at the point where I'll do pretty much anything. I'm on a ton of drugs and I take them responsibly. I take them, you know, I don't overdo them, and I take them the 6 hours, every 6 hours like they're supposed to be, and it's not crazy stuff. It's like Tylenol and aspirin and Sudafed, the real stuff that I get from Washington, the pseudoephedrine, and then, you know, some vapor rub, stuff like that. I'm trying to get this in check, not just so I can start recording episodes again, because I'll tell you right now, there's not going to be a new episode of Dead Rabbit Radio coming out until next Tuesday. Because my goal was to do 3 episodes this week of new ones. Because I have the Ghost Conference. Jason, I really hope your voice, I really hope this is all cleared up. By the time you go to the conference, when's the conference? It's this weekend. March 22nd through the 24th, 2024, Seaside Civic and Convention Center. There's still tickets available. I'm going to be speaking Saturday morning, 10 a.m. People are going to show up. They're like, dude, I'm just curious what his voice is going to sound like. I think it'll be better by then. I mean, here's hoping, right? Because there's obviously a little bit of pain. There's a little bit of physical pain. It's hard to eat and drink. And obviously, the more I'm talking, this is probably the most talking I've done in a while. I can't sleep. I've gotten maybe, over the past 3 days, maybe 4 hours of sleep, broken up in like half hour. I can tell I'm asleep because I'll be sitting there watching YouTube. And the next thing I know, the video's over. And I was like, well, that was a 14-minute long video. And I remember this part. So I must have been asleep for 7 minutes. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, the convention. So anyways, I'm really hoping for the convention to be a hit. I'd love to see you guys there. But guys, honestly, if you guys can't show up to this convention, go to any of these conventions. Are awesome, dude. Like, if there is one in your town, if there is one in your neighborhood, or just one in your state, go check it out. I mean, we've talked about this before, ghost hunting, this paranormal research thing, it's so solitary a lot of times. Like, you might have a neighborhood ghost hunting group. You might, like, do it with your friends. But most of the stuff we do online, and a lot of it is individual research, maybe occasionally. Go to one of these conventions, not necessarily the one I'm talking, speaking at. If you do, that's awesome. But if you can't, just go to anyone. Be part of this community. It's really cool. It really is cool to go there and realize that you are part of a bigger community. So I wherever there is one, and if you guys have the time and there isn't one, maybe look at starting one. You know, you're like, Jason, that takes a lot of time. Oh, just start a convention. But you know what I mean? Maybe you do have the time. Maybe you can reserve a room at your local library for the first meeting, right? Just have like a ghost club meeting or a psychics or whatever you're into. They're a lot of fun. If you guys can't come to Seaside, I totally understand. But try to look for ones in your area because there's a lot of them out there. I'll actually be attending one virtually. I think it's in August. I don't remember the name of it, but yeah. So that's about it. I just kind of wanted to tell you why there's not going to be any new episodes until next Tuesday, because there's no way I'm going to be able to get stuff done now. And if I did, it would just sound terrible. It would sound awful. And the story's about the guy who ate Arby's and found himself in a parallel dimension. I could not do it justice with this voice. So, yeah, we'll have to save all that stuff, and then I'll be back next week. I'll be at the convention. I'll be feeling better soon. I got Vicks Vapor Rub on my feet. It's apparently working. It's sucking the brain cells out through my feet. I'm sweating profusely, so something's happening. Hopefully good. And then, Comrade Dragon, we'll have you back for a real episode soon. One where there's a reptilian hanging out, and you'll probably betray all of humanity and join them in their quest to devour human flesh. But until then, I hope you guys are all doing well. I hope you guys are all staying healthy. I hope you guys all have a voice that doesn't sound like a Muppet. And I hope to see you guys soon. Next time you see me, I won't have this voice, hopefully. No guarantees I won't have this voice at the convention, because that's only a couple days away, but I really hope that this all gets cleared up soon. And I love you guys. Thanks for checking in to Dead Rabbit Radio. Really, really appreciate it. It's always fun. Oh, and someone sent me a book, too. I talked about it on a recent episode. Someone sent me the book Silent Invasion, the Pennsylvania UFO Bigfoot casebook, which I really wanted, but they did not include a note as to who sent it. I looked all through it. So if you sent this book, let me know. I mean, of course anyone can claim that they did, but we'll figure out who did it for real. Have a great one, guys. I will see you in about a week. If you're coming out to the convention, I'll see you in a couple days. Have a good one.